Hey, Jannard, how's it going?
How's it going, sir?
Good. Hey, can you start by talking to us about your powerlifting in high school and how you got into that, and do you still do that and put up crazy numbers?
So, in high school, when I was in grade, I looked up to a lot of guys that did stuff outside of football. And, you know, I had my cousin, his name was Chris Avery, that powerlifted back in the day. And I looked up to him a lot, and he got me started because he ended up winning a state championship out of Grenada. And I wanted to beat all his numbers and whatnot, and I started from ninth grade. My junior senior season, I ended up breaking records and broke my own records my senior year. It was great, man. And, you know, and I ended up just doing stuff outside of football just to make me better in football.
Hey, Jannard, it seems like you're a pretty versatile linebacker here. Any idea from the Browns as to where they see you fitting into things here in Cleveland?
They know I'm versatile. They know I can play outside or inside linebacker. It really doesn't matter. I'm comfortable with wherever they want to put me. I'm just ready to start, man, and, you know, that's that.
I was just looking at a Pro Football Focus statistic on you. I'm going to read it to you, and then you can kind of tell me what you think about it. Had the highest pass rushing grade in the class, 83.5 at his position, more than 6.5 points higher than the next closest. Can you talk about that?
I worked hard at it. The stats and numbers, man. It really doesn't mean anything. You know, I'm an effort guy, and I try to finish to the ball every time. You know, and my pass rush, I work hard at it. And one thing about pass rushing and getting to the ball, man, it's all out effort. And that's that.
I saw that it said that you originally wanted to go to Ole Miss, that was your dream school, but when you got to Memphis, you just decided to stay there. Can you kind of take us through that decision?
My coaching staff ended up leaving my junior season. They ended up leaving and whatnot, and it was a lot of players, older guys, plus I was young, older guys that wanted to leave and transfer too. And, you know, one reason I came to Memphis was because of my coaching staff. And they treated me like family, you know, they was like family. And they ended up leaving. I didn't know who was gonna be the new coach and whatnot, and so much stuff was going through my head. And I was a big fan of Ole Miss. You know, I always wanted to be a Rebel growing up. And I was like, okay, I can go back home, you know, to my mom and be closer to home and, you know, play for the school I want to play for. But ended up, man, staying in Memphis, it was the best decision of my life, man. Coach Norvell told me to give him a chance, and I did, man. And I had one of the best position coaches named Dan Lennon, and he taught me football. And that's why I'm the reason why I'm here today, because of him, because he cared. And he treated me like his son, brother, father, all of it. And that was that.
Can you just talk about, in regards to your pass rush and being an effort guy and all of that, how do you feel about joining a team that has Myles Garrett on it? And have you, you know, what's your familiarity with Myles? Have you watched him, studied him, and how do you feel about now being on the same team with him?
It feels great, man. He's a monster. You know, he got so much, you know, destruction and stuff, man. I'm so excited to be a part of this organization. I'm so grateful, man, that they're giving me the opportunity, man, and I'm just ready to showcase my skills and do whatever I can.
Hey, Jannard, belated happy birthday, first of all.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have much experience on special teams there at Memphis, and do you think that's, you know, how you're going to have to make your mark early on?
Oh, yes. You know, in college, you know, I played all the special teams, you know, from my freshman to senior season. It was great, and I'm not unfamiliar with any position on special teams. You know, wherever the coaching staff and the organization want me, that's where I'm going to play. So, you know, I'm just ready to get started, man.
Can you talk about getting your degree in 3.5 years and also the fact that it looks like at least at one point here you had, you were on the dean's list with a 3.5 and yes, all that. Can you just talk about, you know, the academic part of it?
That's my main goal was to get my degree before, you know, football. You know, my mom was hard on me in school and whatnot, and, you know, she said you can't. If you don't have the grades, you can't, you know, do this and that growing up. And, you know, and that's one thing my mom, she knows what I'm doing. And I promised her that I was going to get my degree before I, you know, in this process. And I ended up taking extra hours on the phone and doing what I had to do. And I graduated December. And, you know, now I'm here.
Can you tell us how you had to overcome that broken wrist? What happened, and you know, what were you able to do to be able to bounce back effectively?
My broken wrist, it was just one of those deals where, you know, injuries happen in football. You know, I was a sophomore. I had got a new coaching staff. So after spring, I rehabbed it, did what I had to do, and it was better. I don't have any trauma ever. And, you know, now, you know, I'm here. So it was great just rehabbing the heck out of it and doing the extra work for it.